It's that new Oxydol White.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Now, see your clothes wash that new Oxydol White with new white Oxydol. It's the greatest Oxydol ever. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Whiter than ever before. The whitest wash in Oxydol history. Next wash day, see for yourself. You'll see such a difference in the whiteness of your clothes, shirts, and towels and sheets. You'll find it hard to believe, but thousands of women agree.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol White.
Yes, sensational new white Oxydol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. What's more, you can wash your clothes any day, dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. As long as you keep on using new white Oxydol, this wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. And new white Oxydol is truly safe. Colors actually seem to come to life. Cotton prints and blouses and play suits wash sparkling bright. The very first time you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash it gives you, you'll make new white Oxydol a wash day habit. So get some. Your dealer has it now, and next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. The greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, it's just the right sort of night tonight for a date. There's a moon, a pleasant kind of burnt amber color harvest moon, a gentle breeze in the air with just the right amount of autumn in it. Joseph thinks it's probably the finest night there's ever been because he's got a date with Miss Ann Morrison, the famous photographer who's come to take pictures at Rushville Center for a magazine back east. They had dinner together over at the country club. They danced for a while. First time Joseph has danced in a long, long time. Now they've taken a boat and gone for a row on Lake Candlewood. Listen.
Why so quiet, mon capitaine?
What?
I said, why so quiet, mon capitaine? That's French.
Oh, that's nothing. No reason.
Just naturally quiet, huh?
Uh-huh.
All right. Nothing for me to do then but sit here and watch you row. Why don't we just drift, Joseph?
Okay, if you like.
Well, we don't have to be any place at a given time. No reason for you to keep rowing away. So why don't you just set a course and let come what may? Say, there's a likely-looking port in a storm, don't you think?
Where? Oh, that inlet over there.
Uh-huh, it looks real cozy. Weeping willow drooping into the water.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you prefer some other harbor along here.
What? Oh, no, that's fine.
Well, every skipper has some port he prefers to all others. A harbor with some particular sentiment attached to it.
No, that's swell. Well, that ought to bring us over there, okay? Unless we run into an unexpected current.
Well, I'll keep my weather eye open for currents.
Yeah, that'd be something. Currents on Lake Candlewood.
Oh, I don't know. Now one finds currents in most unexpected places. There are currents in you, for instance. Joseph, do you still resent me?
I don't resent you. I never have.
Oh, of course you do. You'd so successfully buried yourself, all that was lacking was a tombstone to mark the spot. Oh, don't be afraid, Joseph.
I'm not afraid of anything.
But you are, though. You mustn't let people in the town intimidate you.
No one's intimidated me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Come here, Joseph.
What?
Come and sit with me.
Well,
I know. The seat's narrow. It'll be crowded. I hate having to shout, though.
Well, we'll be ashore in a minute. Less than that.
Please don't resent me, Joseph.
I don't.
You know, I'm not really a crusader trying to bring out the best in people. I just think you have everything. You charm, looks, and you're young.
Yeah.
And warm. And sensitive and emotional.
Oh, we're in.
Oh, yes.
No, I just don't get it. Why you should be bothering with me.
But I just told you.
I'm just a small town milkman. That's all. That's all I'll ever be. It's all I want to be. It's easier that way. You talk about my being a rebel. I've got nothing to rebel against. Why should you bother with me? You, Mr. Sinclair, you live in a different world.
And you don't ever want to be a part of that world.
Well, no, what could I do there? I can run a milk route. That I know. That doesn't take any talent.
Oh, my dear. Joseph, please come here.
Well, I... Okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, fine.
Joseph, you seem to think that Mr. Sinclair and I were born with some silver spoons in our mouths.
I didn't say that.
Well, we weren't. We had to find ourselves, too. It wasn't easy, and it took a long time. So don't sell yourself short, Joseph. Don't ever say, this is my life. That's all there is. There isn't any more. It will be if you want it that way, of course. But you have imagination, Joseph, and intelligence. If you just use them and let yourself go.
Well,
You're very handsome, Joseph. You're very nice. You have nice eyes. They're so intense. They're almost black in the darkness. And such a strong mouth, too.
Stop it, will you?
Why? Does the truth hurt?
It isn't the truth. It isn't. You don't know what you're talking about. You... All right. You asked for this. You asked for it.
Meanwhile, over at Ma's house, Alfred Sinclair, the author who's come to Rushville Center with Miss Morrison, has been spending the evening. We find him and Ma now in the parlor. It's after supper. They've been looking through the beloved Perkins family album, which occupies a place of honor always on the great mahogany library table. Listen.
That's a wonderful album, Ma. I envy you having it. The Chronicle of a Family. Would you like to see the chronicle of my family?
You mean their picture? Oh, I'd be honored, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, it's not much of a picture. Pretty wrinkled and creased after 7 or 8 years in a billfold. Oh, incidentally, I haven't chased your daughters away, have I?
No, no. They're upstairs. Evie's helping Faye to make over a dress. Oh, is that the picture?
Hmm? Oh, yes. The sole remaining proof that we were once a family.
Why, it's a beautiful picture, Mr. Sinclair. You have a sister.
Had a sister. She's dead. They're all dead, Ma.
Oh, they were real handsome. Your father, you have his strength of face, don't you? Your mother's eyes.
I might have expected you to single that out. Yes, I do have her eyes. I guess I resemble both of them.
Oh, your sister was a beautiful child.
Yes. A product of the past. Trying to live up to its rules and regulations. Nothing else existed but the past. She killed herself finally. She finally found out that the past alone wasn't sufficient to sustain her in the present. That's why I so admire you, Ma. What you've done with and for your family.
Well, I've done nothing for them that any mother wouldn't do, Mr. Sinclair.
Permit me to disagree with you. You've done a great deal. You've given them a rich background of tradition and sentiment. And yet they're realists. They're perfectly adjusted to today. They strike one as being happy people.
Oh, and I hope they're happy. Evie and Willie sometimes...
Get involved?
Well, Faye, too.
Who doesn't? But for all your involvements, you see, you and yours always return to some semblance of normalcy, don't you?
Well, I...
And that's because you have something to come back to, a heritage, a real living heritage. People like me, for example, or Miss Morrison, having nothing to come back to, well, we just go from one involvement to another. It's our only escape. Never to pause, never to sit down and take stock. We're the lost people of the world, Ma. We and a few million others, more or less like us. Groping for something, some meaning, a set of values. The thing you have there in your family album.
Does Miss Morrison have a family, Mr. Sinclair?
Why do you ask, Ma?
Oh, when you talk about family and being lost. She's such a beautiful woman. She don't look as though she's exactly lost, like you say.
No, she doesn't, does she? Yes, Anne has a family, and therein, of course, lies much of the reason for her being what she is. Would you like to know about her family?
Well, it's always nice to know about people.
Well, I'm sure she wouldn't mind. All right, Ma, I'll tell you about Anne and her family.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Women are saying it all over the country. So will you when you try sensational new white Oxydol. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just pour some into your hand. See how white this new Oxydol is. But the important thing is new white Oxydol washes clothes whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. They're white. New white Oxydol gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The whitest Oxydol wash in history. Even when you dry your clothes inside. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. Your clothes keep this new whiteness, too, as long as you use new white Oxydol. And it's truly safe. Washable colors actually come out brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap. For a whiter, whiter wash. Well, who is this glamorous woman, Anne Morrison, whom Joseph has found so fascinating this evening? Well, maybe we'll learn all about her when Alfred Sinclair tells Ma the story of Anne's family tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.